Mary, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for saying hi. How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Nice job on TV today.
Thank you. Obviously, it's something that I'm very passionate about.
Why?
Well, because as the mayor of a small municipality, I have a community of approximately 10,800 residents. We are a very, you know, middle-class, blue-collar community. I have zero industry. I have zero manufacturing. And I depend on sales tax revenue so that I can provide the services that my residents need. You know, I have to provide police and fire protection and clean water to drink and streets. And so we depend on that sales tax revenue. And ever since this tax started from day one, my municipality is losing money. So in my mind, that's taking money away from my residents. And I don't think it's fair that my residents should have to pay the price when at the local level, we are so careful with our money. I mean, I would love to be able to, as the mayor of a small community, go out and, you know, repave every street in the entire village. But I know I don't have the money for that. So I have to prioritize and I have to pick and choose. And I only have so much money.
Yeah.
So my other concern, you know, our small businesses, as everybody knows, I'm sure you've had other interviews with other people at other times who complain about things like property taxes and all the other sales taxes. And, you know, I have very small businesses who are losing sales every day. And it's a struggle for them just to try and keep their doors open.
Do you have any way to put a number on it, Mary? Has anybody actually totaled up sales lost, whatever?
Well, I wish we could at this point, but unfortunately, our information comes from the Illinois Department of Revenue, and it's usually about 4 months behind. October, I will get the numbers for May, June, July, and August.
So if I may, though, your discussion about how you're going to lose money and not be able to provide city services is anecdotal. You really don't have a hard number. You haven't had to lay off any police officers or not pave a street yet.
Not yet, but I know, you know, I've had a very active campaign where I've been reaching out to my business owners and probably more importantly, my residents. The thing that really concerns me the most is I came today to testify with 23 pages of comments from my Facebook page and copies of sales receipts where my residents, who are so angry and so fed up with Cook County, that they are now doing all of their shopping outside the Village of Worth. We're only about 10 miles from Will County and about 20 minutes from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
It's less than a gallon of gas, pretty much, round trip from the Village of Worth to 143rd and Bell Road. So I literally have residents posting, you know, copies of their receipts on my Facebook page, and then they're adding little comments like, oh, and while we were here doing all of our grocery shopping, I bought my gas, too. So that is really, really what is concerning me at this point, and that's why I felt the need to come down and testify today.
Another person who's called in, we called you, Mary Werner, who is the, you're the village president, right, of the Village of Worth in Cook County. Another small business owner who just happened to call in is my friend Lou Manfredini. He runs a hardware store and does a Fix-It show here on WGN. Hi, Lou. How are you?
Hi, John. But how great is it to hear the head of the Village of Worth, the friendly village, by the way, talk about how this whole tax, which infuriates me, because it is a complete, I live in Cook County, and yeah, we run a business in Cook County, and we sell soda at our little hardware store, and I mean, it's not like this is going to be, life or death for our business, but you should hear the people that come in and they go buy a 20-ounce Pepsi, you know, these people that are working, right? painters or a plumber that comes in to buy some little item in our store who's thirsty and he wants to buy an iced tea or even a diet soda if he wants. And then they go, wait, it's an extra 20 cents for this bottle of soda? And we're like, sorry. And it's just a complete money grab by Cook County because they're not thinking through this all. The budget's too big. Cook County's too big. And it really makes me angry when I hear the board president talk about how, oh, this is going to protect our kids and keep them healthy. It's not that. Well, it's for the revenue.
I don't know. I got to tell you, we interviewed that one doctor who's on there's two, a man and a woman who do these commercials on TV that Michael Bloomberg is paying
right.
for. So we had that woman on, the doctor, and I thought she was compelling and terrific and sincere.
So here's my question. Absolutely. I agree. I'm sure I do not disagree that obesity and all this stuff in children is a big deal. But is it just because of soda? I mean, are we that naive to think that this is the answer to all our ills? How about the donuts, the dozen donuts you bring in every Saturday morning?
Well, I guess I'm not going to bring those in anymore now.
Can I point out something that I think is extremely critical that nobody has talked about? And I think it's important. The amount of tax that this is supposed to generate is roughly $200 million. Do you know that the budget for Cook County is in the billions of dollars? So do you know this $200 million is less than 5% of their total budget for the entire year?
Okay, well, let me tell you this then, Mary and Lou, and you can both respond to this, because I'm not arguing with you, but I also know this.
Yes, you are.
Listen, I read Eric Zorn's piece a long time ago and thought, boy, he's right. This is ridiculous. It's ineffectual and it's not even fair. But if they're going to get the money some other way, you guys might not like that way even more. This is the devil you know right now.
Okay, then can you tell me why? Because there are commissioners on the Cook County Board who are obviously much more familiar and much more involved with the Cook County Board than I am, who firmly believe that what they can do is cut spending. It's less than 5% of their total budget.
Well, they're going to have to lay people off then, Mary. The vast majority of the county spending is personnel. You know, it is firefighters and
But they're holding hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of open positions that have not been filled in many cases for 4 or 5 or 6 years or more. Those are the types
that are still part of the budget.
No.
Yes, they are still part of the budget. So the question is, if those positions have not been filled for 4 or 5 or 6 years, why are they still part of the budget?
When you were testifying today before the county board, we were watching this on the computer in the office. I believe it was you, Mary, who told the story about how, and Lou, you guys can relate to this. She says, my husband's mowing the lawn or whatever. After he's working in the yard or doing whatever, he's all hot and thirsty. He likes to have a Gatorade, and I will buy him Gatorade. And now I'm looking at that thing like this is an evil, like it's a sin, like I'm doing something wrong and I have to be punished for it for a penny an ounce because my husband wants to have a Gatorade. And you didn't like, as I recall, the sort of vilification of you and your husband for having a Gatorade after he's been doing some work around the place.
Absolutely. My other concern is that I don't believe that, you know, as a grandmother, if my grandchildren want to come to my house and we do a sleepover, and they want to drink, you know, Hawaiian Punch or Sunny D.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to protect my grandchildren from me. Yeah. I am not an evil person.
It's your job as a grandmother to sugar them all up and then give them back to their parents. That is in the grandparents' manual.
But really,
yes,
if
it is.
But you know, if you said I want to give my can, tell me if you guys agree with this though. Here's a real bad idea. Give your kids a bunch of Coke every day. Do you think that it is the right of a parent to make that decision? I say yes. I think that's a bad choice.
Yes.
But I think that's a parent's option.
John,
I
here
agree,
is my
100%.
I got a bunch of problems with this. First of all, when you start as a government signaling out specific parts of our economy, signaling out certain types of things, where does it start? I mean, it is reasonable to assume that if Cook County is able to do this with soda, then what will be the next thing? And the thing is, you're masking this whole health benefit besides the revenue. If it was truly a health benefit thing, and in the ads that they misreport that it's going to go towards all these programs to help kids in the hospital, it's not. The money is earmarked for the general fund, of which the general fund does fund some of the hospitals and well-being care that they do.
Okay.
But if they really believed all this, and they should have said, this money that we're going to collect on this thing, and I still don't agree with it, is going to go to exercise programs for the kids of Cook County or whatever it is. It should be earmarked, but it's not because it's earmarked for a specific thing.
Here's now, what gets – go ahead.
Let me finish. It's real easy for everybody to say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do this. And from the county's perspective, they need the revenue. Now, I offered a solution to a bunch of commissioners that I emailed. I said, you know what we don't have, and nobody's going to like this? Do a 2% service tax. Why don't we do that? You get a plumber to come to your house, and he charges you $90 to fix a toilet or whatever.
Yeah.
2% on the $90. Or you get your house refinanced.
Oh, really? You like that, Lou? Because I got when Mr. Winkler does my taxes, I don't pay a tax on the service. You want me to pay 2% to Mr. Winkler in addition to the money that he charges me for doing my taxes?
If we are paying a sales tax and we need this revenue,
yeah,
then why? And so if we're going to tax someone, then we all need to be part of the solution, not just the people that choose to drink a Pepsi.
Okay, and I want to say this, Lou. Here's one thing that's getting lost. I think we're all on the page more than you may know, but this is one thing that bothers me. It makes it sound like we don't believe the doctors who are saying that all of this sugar consumption is bad for us. It's bad for our kids. They're getting too much. It disproportionately affects the poor and minorities. All of that is true. And I don't like us sort of washing over that because that's some sort of inconvenient truth. I think that matters. I think we should pay attention to that.
I agree, but okay, you're saying it's just soda.
Right. Here's my whole point. Number one, stop calling it a soda tax. It's a beverage tax. There are over 1,000 items that are taxed. Some don't even have sugar. It is not a soda tax. And number two, why is it the government's responsibility to monitor my children, my grandchildren, my husband?
I understand that. Mary Werner is the village president of Worth in Cook County. I just looked up at my clock. I'm late for my break. I'm going to miss it. So I have to run, Mary. You've been a delight. Thanks for your time.
And thank you.
I'm sure the people in Worth appreciate you fighting for them. I appreciate you giving us some time today.
Thank you.
And thank
it.
You. And Lou Manfredini, you are in so much trouble because I'm not bringing donuts in anymore on Saturdays.
And they might tax it, John.
And Bob Ferguson is going to be mad. And Lindsay, your producer, is going to be mad. And it's all on you, sir. Thank you.